Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 9:08 here at WCCO. I want to say thank you so much to Chanhassen Dinner Theaters for presenting Center Stage every Sunday night. It's all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. And there are so many great shows going on right now. In fact, at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater, just go see Grease. And that's playing through October 28th. It is selling very well. Go get your tickets. I hear nothing but rave reviews about it. Just go to ChanhassenDTForDinnerTheater.com. Also, Romeo and Juliet is playing at the Crane Theater. I'm not sure where the Crane Theater is. I'll have to look that up. That's Monday through Saturday of this week. Ghost, the musical, is through September 23rd at the Old Lock Theater. A Year with Frog and Toad, now through June 18th at the Tony Award-winning Children's Theater. Fly By Night, we're going to interview them in just a moment at the Jungle Theater. An American in Paris, big show that is coming to the Ordway Theater. And it's Tuesday through Sunday at the Ordway. You can just go to ordway.org for more information. And I tell you, some concerts that are coming up, there's some really good ones. New Kids on the Block, Wednesday at the XL Energy Center. I don't know. Would I go see them again? I don't know. Celtic Woman is Tuesday at the Orpheum. Semisonic is Wednesday at the Turf Club. And Friday and Saturday at First Avenue. We'll see if we can find out if they are sold out by now. I got a feeling they are. Iron Maiden is Friday at the XL Energy Center. Comedian Seth Meyers is Friday at the State Theater. And Ron Millsap is Saturday at the Medina Entertainment Center. And Don Henley, Sunday at the XL Energy Center. Wow, what a lineup. And that's just a few. Well, joining me this first few minutes is John Munson. He's a local musician genius, and you know him, you love him. He's been in so many successful bands, the New Standards, Semisonic, and so much more. And he is now part of a really cool new rock musical that just opened this past weekend at the Jungle Theater, and it's called Fly By Night, a new rock musical. He's joining me to talk about the show. His shows with Semisonic coming up later on in St. Paul and Minneapolis. And what's up with the New Standards? There is always something up. How you doing, John?
I'm doing so good. I'm so happy to be on with you, Geraldine.
I was so excited when I saw your name. And, you know, every time we talk, I always say, someday we will work together.
I've got a very strong feeling that this is going to be the year.
It's going to be the year?
I've got a very strong feeling this is going to be the year. I don't know. I mean, Chan said that he was speaking with you a couple of weeks
ago.
And so there's a lot of excitement in our world that this is finally going to be the year that it happens.
You have no idea how thrilled I will be. I would just love that. You've got so much going on. Can I just say, John, you do a lot, from teaching to working with all of these groups to, you know, teaching at university, by the way. And to know that you are putting all these things down and saying, I'm wearing all these hats and having great success with each of them. We don't know how you do that. How do you do it?
Oh, man, I don't know. You know, doing music is kind of a constant hustle. You know, you have to keep yourself busy. That's kind of part of the gig, as you surely know. You know, doing music and also being a radio broadcaster yourself. You know, you have to wear a lot of hats, and I like that. So that doesn't feel like a big problem to me. It's always fun to be doing something new.
Well, that's a great example. Now, this piece called Fly By Night, a new rock musical. Tell us a little bit about it. I know it's set in 1965 on the East Coast.
Yeah, it's funny. When it was first described to me, I was told, well, it's a musical about the New York City blackout, and that happened in 1965, which is a big famous blackout where basically the entire Eastern Seaboard went down for, I don't know exactly how long, but you know, it just showed that vulnerability. You know, if you're gonna have everything be powered up with electricity, sometimes you're gonna have blackouts. But you know, I mean, of course, the musical takes place against this Blackout, but it's a very human story.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really touching story. I mean, I think it's billed as romantic comedy,
mm-hmm.
but it's there's a lot of comic elements about it, but it's really, really warm and touching. It's a lot about family. It's a bit about loss. And it's got a nice set of tunes in it.
Yeah, a nice set of tunes. That's a nice way to put it.
yeah. It's cool. And, you know, it involves some really wonderful actors. People who are familiar with the Twin Cities theater scene will recognize some of the names. And it's also got some, some brand new people like my buddy Chris Koza, who has never, ever done a musical, never done any theater in that city at all, is starring.
That's amazing. And at the Jungle Theater, that's really quite remarkable. You know, when you talk about the songs really bring so much to the musical. It's everything, right? The lyrics of the song have to be heard. It plays an integral part. It's like the star of the musical. A lot of people think it's the actors, but a lot of times it's the music. No matter who sings, whether you have a great voice or not, when that song is sung and it comes through, there is something really special about that. We get it. And knowing that, that's a really important piece of this, and you're involved in that.
I was talking with some of my friends about what makes musical theater so different from, you know, just doing like a concert or something like that. And I think it is this thing about the story kind of setting up context for how you're supposed to hear the song.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's really the big difference. And that's really cool. That's a great distinguishing mark for something totally new for me. And I've never really done musical theater before. This was just something that kind of came a little bit out of the blue for me.
Well, this will change you, my friend. This will change you because that's what musical theater does. It's so memorable. You know, you walk away and 10, 15 years from now, you'll remember who you went to go see that with. You know, that's what's happened to me when it comes to musicals. I love musical theater. So there you go. I want to talk a little bit about Sarah Rasmussen, because I watched online the videos that were done to talk about the piece. And she said this was her dream cast. And as I was watching some of the cast members sing some of the songs, it wasn't that their voices were perfect. Their voices were perfect for the songs, perfect for the piece, perfect for the time.
Yeah, that's definitely right. And there's some strong singers for sure, you know. I think how it works. It's like telling the story, you know, telling the story through the songs. But there's some really strong singers. I mean, Royer and Leia and Jim and James are all just really amazing, and Josh also.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, Chris Koza is like for me, I've worked with him so much. He's kind of like this, you know, very proven, you know, singer-songwriter guy around town. So it's really cool to just be exposed to the world
mm-hmm.
of this theater. And Sarah's vision is really cool. You know, she's really amazing. She's really, I mean, the Jungle has such a reputation, all the stuff that Bane Belke did there for years and built this thing from nothing, you know, and now it's like one of the leading theaters in the city. That's a big thing to step into, and she's definitely taken over the reins and has shown some new direction for the theater, which is great.
It's remarkable. Let's talk about it runs through July 23rd. If you want more information, you can call the box office like I do at 612-822-7063 or go to jungletheater.com for more information. Now, I need to ask you about what is going on with Semisonic, of course, with the two shows that are happening in St. Paul and Minneapolis. Isn't it sold out?
I keep getting told that it's sold out, and then, you know, then I'll hear that maybe a couple more tickets get released. So I would, you know, if you have an interest in going and you've heard that it's sold out, I would say it's still worth giving a call down to First Avenue to see if there's a few strays, or because the show did get rescheduled. You know, we were scheduled to play last January, mm-hmm. and then our drummer fell in the big ice storm that we had in the early part of January, and he broke his wrist.
Yeah. Wow.
And so we had to reschedule. So we're honoring those tickets, but, you know, some people are on vacation or this and that. So there's a little more movement, I guess, on the tickets than there might otherwise be. So
yeah, and so just show up at the Turf Club or show up at First Avenue, stand in line and wait and see, because you're right. You just never know, especially since it's been rescheduled.
And I know, because we're old hands, that you can always get a ticket if you can, like, show some patience and kind of just get down to the venue, and something good could happen, right?
Yeah, exactly. Now, I had a chance to go and the Dakota for the big announcement of the engagement party. And you guys were playing down there, the New Standards. Were you there that night?
I was indeed, yeah.
I thought so. And I didn't get a chance to say hello to you. But, man, y'all were up there throwing it down. And I just thought to myself, this is so laid back for them. You were just enjoying yourself, having a good time. There's so much that the New Standards is up to. You guys never stop. What's in store?
Well, actually, we're going off on a little tour down to Chicago and then playing a big music festival over in Michigan called the Electric Forest,
awesome.
Which is something kind of different for us, actually. We haven't done a lot of festival dates. It's usually clubs or small theaters and things like that. So we're excited about that. That's coming up a week after next.
And if people want tickets, where do they go?
Yeah, the Electric Forest is sold out, but if you want to come see us play down in Chicago, actually we're playing in Evanston, just north of Chicago,
oh, yeah,
at a club called Space.
Space.
Yeah, Space. SPACE. I think it stands for the Society to Promote the Arts in the City of Evanston or something like that.
That's awesome.
But they've got a really nice place there. It's very similar to the Dakota in a way. It's kind of a seated venue. They serve food and stuff. They've got a nice piano. So we're excited to get to play down there.
Congratulations on all that you're doing. You've now entered into the musical theater fray, and I can tell you right now, there's probably no turning back.
I want more. I want more. I love
Great,
it.
Because we all want you to do more, that's for sure. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I really appreciate it, John.
Right on, Geraldine. Nice talking with you.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back with my next guest, two people, and Andy Barenberg and Steve Zarin. We're going to talk about community theater in just a moment. It is now 9:23. Let's make it 9:24 here at WCCO. You've heard of Fiddler on the Roof, right? Oh, yeah. It's a very popular, iconic piece, and it is being presented by Faith Community Theater. It's proud to present the story of Tevye. Is it Tevye or Tev? What is it, Kevin? I get it mixed up. Do you remember?
I don't know. Let one of our guests
It's such a famous character, and I can't think of how to pronounce it. I'll ask them in just a moment. But and his family, and they stand on the brink of change in Russia. And the director of the production, along with one of the actors, which is Andy Barenberg, are joining me to talk about this. Steve Zair is also joining us to discuss the importance of community theater in Twin Cities. Welcome to both of you, Steve and Andy.
Thank you, Geraldine.
Okay, I'm a little mixed up. Andy, are you the one who just started community theater?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and Steve, I want to talk to you first then. How important is community theater from your perspective?
Well, I've been involved in community theater for many, many, many years. And so for me, it's been a lifeline in many ways to just a local community. You know, there's so many people that come together from different walks of life that maybe would never cross paths in any other way. They come together for one purpose, and that's to put on this production. And you just build so many friends, and you build a community that is irreplaceable.
You know, here on Center Stage, we always deal with the theaters that, you know, are renowned or have been established for a long time. But community theater really is the beginning of it all, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So what
people
does it take to keep...
Before.
Yeah, we're going to go through that in just a moment. But what does it take to keep a community theater open and running?
Well, it takes a support group, that's for sure. It takes a group of people that are willing to put in and support it as donors, or just because it costs quite a bit of money, you know, copyrights and costumes and all the stuff that goes into it. It takes a group of people that can see the same vision that the director would see, a producer, and want to donate, help out with time, money in any way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's It's wonderful just to see that come together even.
And it begins careers. That's the thing that really blows my mind, is that someone can walk in that has never done theater before, and all of a sudden they become so enamored with it, so in love with it, that they decide, I'm going to stick with this. And who knows, they can go off to college and get degrees in it. They can start acting in other theaters, too, that are established. And Andy, was this your story? How did you come to begin to act in community theater?
Well, it began with my daughter. So my daughter has taken an interest in acting. And so we were looking online on MinnesotaPlaylist.com and came across the Fiddler on the Roof production. And my daughter, Brooklyn, was very interested in it. So we found a time to come to, to the theater to audition.
Mm-hmm.
And
was that fun? Were you nervous? Were you scared?
Oh, no, not at all for her. It was, whatever came about. I mean, it was really her first audition. So we said for her, it was a learning experience, go have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
Just be herself. And
did she make it?
I'm sorry?
Did she make it?
Yeah, so she will be one of the villagers. She'll be singing and dancing.
That's awesome.
So she's very excited. And, I met with Steve at the audition and with some of the other production people, and mm-hmm. they were very excited about having Brooklyn, who was a newcomer to the theater,
mm-hmm.
and actually were excited about getting me involved and said, by the way, you'll have to bring her every week, so
why not get in it, right?
Yeah.
And Steve, are you the one that prompted that? Did you say, hey, why not you?
Absolutely, because I like to see these fathers. Andy's not the only father that got drafted, but they come and they drop off their kids, and we always are needing men. Men are harder to come by in theater. So I asked Andy, I said, Andy, why not? I mean, sure, if you've never done it before, it'll be a fun thing. Give it a shot.
And Andy just shrugged his shoulders and said, sure, why not?
Exactly.
Well, it took a little prompting, and my audition, nobody wants to be turned down. So, I gave it up my all during my audition. I gave my best Mel Brooks Jewish man voice and, gave it up my all for Steve during the audition. And my wife, I told my wife afterwards, and she said, you don't have any time for a play. You've got this, you've got that, you've got all these things for the summer. This could be a once in a lifetime opportunity to do something a little bit different and be involved with my daughter and be a part of something that I don't get a chance to be a part of that often. So it was.
And what role are you playing?
My role is Avram. I'm the bookseller.
Oh, you're the bookseller. Okay.
Yeah.
This is really incredible. And this is how a lot of families come to theater, right, Steve? They come in to bring one person. They end up staying and going, I could try out for that. It's, it's community theater, but it's community. Let's just really focus on that. These are people who, a lot of them know each other from some of these communities, and they come together to put on this production. They put in hour after hour after hour, and then they present this piece, usually for more than one show, and all of their friends and family come out and support them. Then what happens, Steve?
Well, hopefully, Andy, you'll come back and do it again. we have a unique emphasis on community, because that's really what drove me to start the community theater out of a church. I mean, because it is not just people in our church at it by any stretch of the imagination. We want people from all walks of life and gender background, just everything, and we do get all kinds of variances of people. It's just wonderful to get together and to build relationships. And I'm hoping that they go on,
mm-hmm.
And some of our people have said, because of our emphasis on community, even more than the theater itself, is the friendships and the, because we live in a world where friendships are sometimes hard to find, and we've kept them. People have come back and have said this was our best experience in theater ever because of the friendships and our emphasis on community.
Wow. Well, congratulations, Andy. You just walked through a curtain, and I tell you, if it bites you, you are bitten, and I expect to hear more from you. You'll probably be in, the next time we talk, you'll say, I've been in 12 performances since then, and I'm looking forward to hearing that. Fiddler on the Roof is playing June 15th through the 18th at Faith Church in Minnetonka. Again, that's Faith Church in Minnetonka. Can you give us the address, Steve?
Yes, it's 12007 Excelsior Boulevard.
Excelsior Boulevard in Minnetonka. If you want tickets, just go to brownpapertickets.com, and you'll find it there. Again, it's at Faith Church in Minnetonka, Fiddler on the Roof. Congratulations to you, Steve, for getting this up and going and for all the years that you put into community theater. No one gets rich off of community theater.
No, that's for sure, but it's very well worth it.
Yeah, it's a soul's work, that's for sure. Andy, yes. Congratulations. I look forward to hearing more from you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Take care, you guys. We'll be back
bye-bye.
In a moment.
Bye.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It is now 9:35 here at WCCO. Welcome back to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. And honey, if you love the Beatles, you want to go to this concert. Now, I don't know if there are any tickets left. I'll be shocked if there are. But if there are not, stand in line, babies. Let me tell you, it's that good. I had a chance to go last year. And this group called Fab Six, they threw it down, y'all. The gauntlet was thrown. I'm just saying. And in studio is a dear friend of mine who is a big piece of this band. I believe you put this whole thing together. Jerry Gray, who is very humble. He doesn't like to say those kind of things.
No.
But yeah, you
we
are.
Just fed the band for a couple years. We rehearse at the house. That's been about all that we've had to do with it.
It has become more than you thought?
It has.
Yeah, yeah.
We've really had so much fun doing this. I mean, you were kind to mention the show last year, and after we did it, we said, okay, and now what? And we said, let's do it again. So we kept ourselves together. We kept working and rehearsing and getting better at this. And that's what I'd say just continues to drive this bunch of friends is we so love this music. Mm-hmm. As you've seen it performed. You know that we care.
Yeah, yeah.
And we continue to care. And this year, we're doing it again. We're back at the same auditorium in St. Paul, McNally Smith Auditorium. Mm-hmm. And there are just a few tickets left. This year, unlike last year, the seats are reserved.
Yeah, which
yeah,
is
so
really
you,
nice.
Like, gotta, you know, which is really good.
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
Unless you're expecting to walk in and just buy a ticket mm-hmm. at the door and walk mm-hmm. in, there aren't that many left. So,
wow.
You know, which is good.
Yeah, get the tickets and we'll give you all that information in a moment.
Yeah.
One thing you've always said to the band is that we have to do it right.
Yeah.
You know, and that's who you are. That's the person that you are in corporate America. That was the person.
Yeah.
That's the person you are in the family. That's who you are.
Right.
Do it. If you're going to do it right.
Yeah. Care about it and do it.
Getting everyone on board with that.
That was interesting.
Musicians don't necessarily think of it that way.
It depends. And that's one thing I would say that makes this group unique is there are lots of reasons that this group of people work well together. But the one thing that unites us all is we care desperately about doing the Beatles correctly.
Why?
It made a difference to each of us in the, you know, as we all say, in our formative years as young musicians. Everybody in the band has different moments when they remember the first time they heard a Beatles song that launch them. You know, they're probably two or three of the people in the band say, I got my first guitar the moment after I saw him on Ed Sullivan. In my case, I was already performing in little bands. I was an 11-year-old Jerry Lee Lewis knockoff guy. And imagine that. And then I, you know, when the Beatles hatched, I had to be in a rock and roll band. And that's kind of a consistent theme for everybody. When the Beatles hatched, this bunch of six musicians, each one of us have our own version of why. But I think that really drives it is these songs are so good.
But for you, is this really paying homage to a band that meant so much to you growing up?
It's paying homage to a band, and it's really just the joy of having a chance to perform this music and do it like they would have done it had they ever done it live.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly we're focusing on the post-studio period where they did songs that, you know, they never did live. They were so unique, and we've just spent so much energy trying to deliver it. We care about the songs.
Yeah,
we care about the band.
Yeah. And you deliver it very well, by the way.
We try.
Can I just say that this black girl from Gary, Indiana, had a major crush on the Beatles.
Yeah.
Everybody but Ringo. I don't know what that was about, but everybody but Ringo.
Yeah.
The drummer never seemed to get much.
He's a controversial drummer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the camp that says he's, you know, one of the greatest drummers that ever has been. And there are a lot of other people that would disagree with that.
Mm-hmm. They're standing in line right now.
Yeah,
I hear them gathering.
Right. There'll be people with pitchforks and knives outside. I happen to think he was fabulous. But I think the one of the things that we said about this show and this band and this music is, you know, 50 years later, we're still performing it.
Yeah.
It still matters.
Yeah. It's been a part of your set list for a while.
You know,
a few of them enter into the set list.
You got it.
It's like Jerry Gray is playing and they enter. It's like, okay, we got to do some Beatle tunes.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you decide on a night of Beatle tunes.
A whole night.
And I mean, the audience is on his feet and screaming and
right.
hollering because this is the music. This is the soundtrack of many of our lives, right?
And that's exactly right.
Okay. Let's talk about the cast for a moment.
Okay.
The principals.
The principals.
The drummer is one of my favorites.
Tilly the drummer, journeyman drummer, been around the Twin Cities, the Upper Midwest forever. He was part of the Gene Pitney Review. He's been in more bands than we have time to name off.
He's funny.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
He's a go-to musician in the Twin Cities. I've had the privilege of playing with him for, I guess it's been 15 years now, more than 15 years, 17 years. Give or take.
And you rock it out on the keyboards.
Absolutely.
You get down, man.
Get blisters
I can't wait to see what you're going to wear this year.
Well, you know, when you're one of the lesser talents on stage, you have to dress better.
Oh, please. Oh, my gosh.
Tilly's the drummer.
Yeah.
Chad Magnuson is our, he's really the utility man. Chad Magnuson is our other keyboard player. He's a flute player. He's a saxophone player. He's one of the lead vocalists. And he has been around the Twin Cities forever. Music is a sideline with him. But there is a part of his life early on when that was his life.
Gary Rue.
He's a complicated guy to talk about.
He really
because
is.
Because you know him.
He's a complicated guy, period.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got corners and angles and straight lines and smooth parts. Gary is not a musician. He is an everything. He's a renaissance. He's not just a musician. He's
right.
a playwriter. He's a songwriter. He's a music teacher. He's a heck of a rock and roll guitar player, which he doesn't step out very often and do. But when he does, he kills it. So he's known. He's known around this town. He's known in the region. He does a lot of different things. And he
elevated the band. Can I just say that? You know, it's amazing because when you bring, it happens with us too. Sometimes we, like our saxophone player, you know, that we hire.
You say, well, that's different.
Oh, my gosh. You know, he elevates.
Yeah. And that's what happened when Gary joined us was everybody got better. He just makes us all better.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a true, true pro.
Mm-hmm.
Al Miller is a journeyman guitar player. Al's been in more bands than I can count. He's currently, he just joined Rockin' Hollywoods, just as a, you know, just to mention yet one more.
Yeah.
Journeyman guitar player, fabulous vocalist. I've played with him for 15 years now.
Wow.
And he's just.
And these are a lot of guys that you played with for a long time.
Yeah, and the other little alter ego band, Stray Voltage, which you know a lot. We're not talking about that band tonight.
Right.
The last guy to mention is Rusty Jones.
Rusty
Jones is a bass player that thinks every note that Paul McCartney played should be kept in a vault.
Of course. Yeah.
And he plays these songs right.
And see, that's the thing about Fab Six.
Yeah.
You guys not only get the nuances of the music, you know, of all of the instruments, but you get the nuances of the vocals.
Right.
And in doing that, you bring in a little backup.
Yeah.
Right? Tell me how many will be
on
stage this time.
We have three youngsters on stage with us this year. Unfortunately, I didn't bring the list of names, but they were with us last year. And they are either McNally Smith alumni or currently students. And because every now and then, you know, I know you know this, Jerilyn, sometimes there's squeaky little notes that fellas have a hard time hitting?
Just a couple.
Because remember, the Beatles recorded this stuff when they were 20 years old.
Right, right. And here you guys are doing it again.
Well, we're not 20.
No, and we'll leave it like that.
Yeah.
So you bring in these other singers, right? These female singers.
We have backing vocals on stage that really, really beef up our vocal tone. Mm-hmm. But what we are blessed with in this particular band, though, we've got four lead singers.
Yeah.
And Rusty and I can sing backups as well. So we've got six people in the core band that can sing.
That's impressive. Are you bringing in horns, more horns this time?
Two horns, four strings. Piccolo trumpet players coming back. So seriously, they're just moments.
When you guys walked out and I saw all of those singers and instruments, and it was so awesome. I am telling you, you have to run to get a ticket to come and see this because we have a good time. We have a great time.
It's a fun show.
So this is happening on the 15th.
Next Thursday
at what time?
It's at 7:30.
7:30 at McNally Smith College of Music Auditorium.
Mm-hmm. And the way you get tickets is you go to the History Theater's website, thehistorytheater.com, because this little auditorium is right next door to the History Theater.
Right,
and
where the box office is.
And they're handling the box office for us.
Which is awesome.
And they're running concessions for us, so in case anybody would like to have a beverage at intermission.
A beverage.
Just a beverage,
perhaps. I believe we will, thank you.
Before the first set and in intermission.
Yeah.
So it's available there.
I cannot wait. Can I just say that?
Please say that again.
I cannot wait to be there and just really party. You leave there feeling completely uplifted. So if you've got some problems in your life right now or you're feeling down right now and you need something to lift you up, I am so dead serious about this. I talked about them last year, Fab Six, doing the Beatles and picking out these intricate vocals, and I was blown away. It was way better than I expected, and this year it'll be even more.
Thank you.
So come out and join us. Once again, the tickets are at historytheater.com. .com, not org?
Nope, it's .com.
Historytheater.com.
And they're still available, not many. And like I said when we started this, if you're hoping to just walk in and buy a ticket and walk in, you might be disappointed.
Yeah, and there's some sexy boys up there. I'm just telling y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all wait till you see my friend Jerry up there. Cindy, I adore you, honey. His wife is sitting here smiling at me. Aww. And she's so proud of it. Just the whole band. So get out and check it out. It's so good to have you in studio
tonight.
Thank you
so much.
Great to see
you both.
Appreciate it. All right. We'll take a break and come back with my final guest to talk about Class Action, a group that was really happening in the 70s, and they have a... It is now 9:51 here at WCCO. Welcome back. I want to let you know that I am so excited about all the shows that are happening. Anytime you get a chance to go and see any of them, please let us know by writing me at jsteele@wccoradio.cbs.com. We want to know that Center Stage is bringing you the type of shows that you're interested in, whether it's comedy, dance, whatever it is, theater, concerts. We'd love to hear from you. Again, that's jsteele@wccoradio.cbs.com. Well, I am excited to present our final guest tonight. I've only known him for about 15 years. Class Action is the name of the band that he's a part of, and it was a really amazing dance group about 30 years ago here in the Twin Cities. I remember happening upon it in 1979, maybe. My brother JD was involved with that band at the time, and they are back for a date at the Dakota. They had, last year I believe it was their reunion, and now they are playing and they're keeping it up and people want it. Steve Faison is part of the group with Patty Peterson, Ricky Peterson, and so many others. And he's joining me to talk about what's happening at the Dakota. How you doing, Steve?
Good, Jalen. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How is life?
Life is good.
You know, it's been a long time since we've talked, so I just thought I'd ask that question.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Let's jump right into this. Class Action had the reunion last year, am I correct?
Right, right.
And you guys decided it went so well, why not just keep playing wherever we want to play?
That's right.
And how's it going?
It's going really well. We go back into rehearsal. We're flying some people in. Candy is being flown in from L.A.
Candy's got to be there.
Yep, and... Rick Cool, our bass player, and also our new addition is Rocky Robbins.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah, Rocky started the group, and then he left the group to go with A&M Records years ago. And that's when JD came in, temporarily, and then I came in after that. So.
I remember, you know, Rocky, I did a duet with him at a church service one time. Mm-hmm. I was beside myself. I kept thinking, whatever you do, Geraldine, keep your mind on Jesus. Because all I could think about was this fine man standing next to me. Oh, my gosh. I'm really looking forward to this. And this is happening on what day? Tell us all about it.
The 17th. We're doing two shows at the Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And well, last year, both shows were sold out, which was really good.
Right.
And it's the first time I've ever seen anybody dancing at the Dakota. The people were dancing in the aisles. It was great.
Wow. And it's two shows this year as well.
Yes, 7 and 9.
Yeah. So why not two nights?
I don't know. We didn't think about that.
Because, I mean, you guys are doing R&B, pop, jazz, a little bit of everything, right?
Yeah, a little bit of everything. Mostly the dance stuff that we did back in the day. We're doing a lot of Earth, Wind, and Fire. And
what you're known for?
Yep.
Okay. So Earth, Wind, and Fire. So how do you choose? Because you guys had a really extensive song list.
Yeah. Back in those days, how did we choose? I think we just, what we liked.
No. Well, how do you choose today what you're going to do?
Oh, well, we're kind of spinning off from the songs we did last year, doing those again, and then adding Rocky's tunes to it as well. Yeah, it's hard to decide, but we just kind of went with the ones that were our favorites.
And that's that.
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, congratulations. If people want tickets, they go to dakotacooks.com, or they can call the box office at 612-332-JAZZ. Again, that's 612-332-JAZZ. Tell my sister girlfriend, Patty Peterson, that I'm going to do my best to get there. I have a performance that day, but I think I can make it to the second show. And I'm going to really try hard. So, again, congratulations to you guys. Will there be a class action CD soon?
We haven't even talked about that. I don't know.
Come on, Steve.
Well, we don't have a lot of originals. We have a couple, but we don't really have enough, you know, have the material for an album. But that's a good thought.
How about a DVD?
That, I'm not sure what's happening. I know we did an audio and video recording last year, but I don't know what happened with that, so I'll have to look that up. But I will check into that, too, and then I can let you know.
Are you excited about it?
I am. It's a lot of fun. It's like I coined the phrase, living vicariously through our own youth.
Ah, through our memories, right?
Yeah.
Living vicariously through our memories. That's really something. That's an interesting statement. That could be on a T-shirt. And so knowing that, do you think, do you get to the point where you go, okay, I can't sing that song, but I can sing this song?
Well, we pretty much, you know, there's a denial thing going on, too. You know, the older you get, the more you deny those things.
Yeah.
We might have to lower the key.
Just a little bit. You remember Tina Turner, man. Tina, when her last concert at the Target Center in 2000, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
I think it was 2000. She sang every song in her original keys.
Wow.
Just blew my mind. And not a whole lot of artists, whether they're superstars or not, can do that today, right?
Right.
So, yeah, but if you can drop the key and make it comfortable, we'll still party. Don't worry. We will still party. It's nice to talk to you, Steve.
Good talking to you, too. Thank you, Geraldine.
All right. You take care.
All right. Maybe see you Saturday.
All right. I hope so. If you want tickets, go to dakotacooks.com, dakotacooks.com, or just call 612-332-JAZZ, 332-JAZZ. You know, when it comes to entertainment, it is quite remarkable how it changes you, right? It can lift you up. Music is the thing that can change your circumstance, even the thought of it. You know, it changes our mindset. All of a sudden, it puts you at, you know, it resets you. It's like a clock, completely resets you, and the day can be fantastic because you heard music that changed your day. Try that, by the way. It's the same thing with theater. When you get to see a really great theater piece, you go and you check it out, and all of a sudden, you feel differently. You feel like having a conversation. It starts a conversation. That's what theater does really well. And all of a sudden, you're starting to talk to people that you don't even know because of what you just saw on that stage. Or maybe it's a dance event, you know, where the ballet group or Alvin Ailey, you try to figure out how their bodies can do what it does, and it becomes a spiritual experience. Well, the arts are like that. Now, don't forget, there are those out there trying their best to get rid of the arts. The National Endowment for the Arts and Humanities. Be sure you write them, call them, email them, or join some type of group that is fighting for their continued existence. We need it. I used to think, center stage, what am I going to present? I love this hour because it gives us a chance to really talk about the arts and the importance of it and encourage you to be a part of it. But in Minnesota, we don't have to do too much encouraging because you've been with us all the way. Thank you. And thanks for listening. Coming up is the Mom and Michael Hour. He had a chance to go see The Mummy. We'll hear all about what he thinks about that, as well as Christina, Bobby Christina. Yeah, her ex went to jail.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.